and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for the ring, for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up.
That's Ezekiel.
That's the first tier of the thrones, Brian.
Right, and we're coming up to Ezekiel 1:22. So this is before that.
So we got the lamps, the iron, and the stones.
Mm-hmm.
The elders.
Where's the stone at?
Throw me a bone there.
Yeah, what verses are you doing? I decided to look at the Bible. What verses?
Sue, fasten your seatbelt. She wants us to throw you.
Yeah. Hey, which ones did you just read, Sasha?
Ezekiel 1:13-19.
Wow. It sounds like a preparation. let me tell you a personal anecdote. The last couple, this last week, I will provide some of my personal experience. Last week, when I come home late from the beach, I cross the golf course, and the 20 deer wait for me. And then they bark, and they all pretend to run away, and then they come back. There's something about animals in here. I think that's what I'm witnessing. The living creatures. What was this? They were lifted up from the earth or something?
It was a something, something.
Yeah, there was a something about animals.
these are the four creatures in Ezekiel that are different from the four beasts.
Oh, it's number 14.
Correct,
it's number 14. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. That's what they're doing with me on the golf course, Connie. What do you think of that?
It's a something. Boy, that's something.
You should see these deer. They wait till they show up, and then they pretend to run. They go, bark, and they run a bit, and then they stop. And they wait till I get close, and then they go, bark, and they run a little bit more. And they go, see, Bob, we sort of look scared, but we're not, because it's a Jubilee year, and we're with you, Bob.
Tennessee, now he's got barking deer.
What the hell
it's called synesthesia.
I've never heard a deer bark.
Oh, they do here for Bob. Barking for Bob.
Barkers for Bob, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Barker.
And they try to play games with me. They bark, they run forward, and you can see their silhouettes in the dark, and then I get closer, then they bark and they run forward, and they did this 5 times, and then suddenly the guy barked way behind me to indicate, no, they hadn't run forward, they were behind me.
So now the guy is barking. Who's the guy barking, Bob?
What?
Oh, my God.
And there was a guy barking.
Anyways, I was moved to tell you my personal experience. This is incredible because this is... What did you say, Sasha?
Someone's going to do a little anime tune of you at some point, Bob. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, Walter Bowen predicted that in May 2008.
Bob and his barking deer.
No, they did that. Walter Bowen came through James on May 2008, and he said, Bob, in 100 years, they're going to make cartoons about you.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, so what's here? You've got Ezekiel 1:14, and then with the animals, and you got Ezekiel 1:22. There's the 14:22, the two Bob chart numbers.
My personal question and where this came up was Ion and Revelation about that you can triangulate to your throne via the stones, the elders, and the lampstands. So we've got the lampstands there, and there's the stones. So
everything is there. Everything is set up for where we're at today. This is why I announced Cold Fusion today, because we were going to do this section.
Well, everybody was asleep during your announcement. They'll have to get it in the archives, Bob.
Yeah. They don't know what momentous stuff was uttered.
Sorry, Joyce. We didn't mean to out you there, darling.
Oh, well. So what's all the meaning of this now?
We'll give you a bit of the meeting. Not all of it, just a little bit.
All about tritium. It's all about tritium now.
And deuterium.
What about deuterium?
Yeah,
no,
and titanium.
Do you want to elaborate on your announcement right now, Bob?
Oh, no, no, not yet, not yet.
Tritium. Oh, sorry. Sorry,
Bob. Let's get back to the new folks asking questions. That was the finest hour we've ever had, and now it's deteriorated into the usual. So get back to the questions.
Don't let Ion
overrun.
In the
essence
of creation, and it's all about barking deer. Then you know that you know that you're rabbit holed when the deer start barking and the rocks start crying out and the mountains start shouting and the deer start barking.
Read from Revelation.
Verse 18, as for their rings, that's referring to the angel diagram.
Yeah.
This is describing us. It's actually describing what we're doing here.
Why does it say they were...
Those are part of the rings? That's what
the 14 rings. You might want to take a look at the notes I emailed you on your computer while you're waiting for other people to shut up.
Not that they'll do you any good, but you could look at the notes of it, didn't you? He has them, he studied them, he's quoted them, he used them, and he still asked Jenny Bell what it was all about.
Well, it's all about the timing.
Well. Okay, Sue.
Yes.
Is it fun yet, or is it boring yet? You're fresh meat, darling. Is it more than you could take, less than you thought, more than you wanted?
It feels like a great party.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you have to, if you get sick of the company, you have to change it, you see.
But that, too, that was Plato's Symposium. The original philosophical situation
Lord.
Was people
now
eating the
it.
Last Supper. Eating at a buffet and telling jokes and philosophizing. That's the archetypal Western man's image of investigation of the old tradition. The Warren Commission, right? That's good.
We're very literal, but we stay with it. And the problem is we just can't stand it. Bob gets started, and we just can't miss.
You guys have to ask questions, because Bob and I will just go on
just
and on.
We'll just start dancing and walking
dancing
like
around.
The last tango
jokey,
of darkness.
Jokey,
jokey. Tiger.
We'll just go back to Dartmouth High School. Watch out.
Well, you know, I received a fabulous gift from these guys when I finished doing the Revelation series, and it was the angel speaking.
Yeah.
Can you translate for me what